Friday, January the 16th. Mr. Lucas came round and offered to take my mother shopping in the car. They dropped me off at school. I was glad to get out of the car, what with all the laughing and cigarette smoke. We saw Mrs. Lucas on the way. She was carrying big bags of shopping. My mother waved, but Mrs. Lucas couldn't wave back. It was geography today, so I sat next to Pandora for a whole hour. She looks better every day. I told her about her eyes being the same as the dog's. She asked what kind of dog it was. I told her it was a mongrel. I lent Pandora my blue felt-tip pen to colour round the British Isles. I think she appreciates these small attentions. I started Origin of Species today, but it's not as good as the television series. Care of the Skin is dead good. I have left it open on the pages about vitamins. I hope my mother takes the hint. I have left it on the kitchen table, near the ashtray, so she is bound to see it. I have made an appointment about the spot. It has turned purple. Saturday, January the 17th. I was woken up early this morning. Mrs. Lucas is concreting the front of their house, and the concrete lorry had to keep its engine running while she shoveled the concrete round before it set. Mr. Lucas made her a cup of tea. He really is kind. Nigel came round to see if I wanted to go to the pictures, but I told him I couldn't because I was going to the doctor's about the spot. He said he couldn't see a spot, but he was just being polite because the spot is massive today. Dr. Taylor must be one of those overworked GPs you are always reading about. He didn't examine the spot. He just said I mustn't worry and was everything all right at home. I told him about my bad home life and my poor diet, but he said I was well nourished and to go home and count my blessings. So much for the National Health Service. I will get a paper round and go private. Sunday, January the 18th. Second after Epiphany, Oxford Hillary term starts. Mrs. Lucas and my mother have had a row over the dog. Somehow it escaped from the house and trampled on Mrs. Lucas's wet concrete. My father offered to have the dog put down, but my mother started to cry, so he said he wouldn't. All the neighbours were out in the street washing their cars and listening. Sometimes I really hate that dog. I remembered my resolution about helping the poor and ignorant today, so I took some of my old Beano annuals to a quite poor family who have moved into the next street. I know they are poor, because they've only got a black and white telly. A boy answered the door. I explained why I had come. He looked at the annuals and said, "I've read 'em," and slammed the door in my face. So much for helping the poor. Monday, January the 19th. I have joined a group at school called the Good Samaritans. We go out into the community helping and stuff like that. We miss maths on Monday afternoons. Today we had a talk on the sort of things we will be doing. I have been put in the old age pensioners group. Nigel has got a dead yucky job looking after kids in a playgroup. He is as sick as a parrot. I can't wait for next Monday. I will get a cassette so I can tape all the old fogey stories about the war and stuff. I hope I get one with a good memory. The dog is back at the vet's. It has got concrete stuck on its paws. No wonder it was making such a row on the stairs last night. Pandora smiled at me in school dinner today, but I was choking on a piece of gristle so I couldn't smile back. Just my luck. Tuesday, January the 20th. Full moon. My mother is looking for a job. Now I could end up a delinquent, roaming the streets and all that. And what will I do during the holidays? I expect I will have to sit in a launderette all day to keep warm. I will be a latchkey kid, whatever that is. And who will look after the dog? And what will I have to eat all day? I will be forced to eat crisps and sweets until my skin is ruined and my teeth fall out. I think my mother is being very selfish. She won't be any good in a job anyway. She isn't very bright and she drinks too much at Christmas. I rang my grandma up and told her, and she says I could stay at her house in the holidays and go to the Evergreens meetings in the afternoons and stuff like that. I wish I hadn't rung now. The Samaritans met today during break. The old people were shared out. I got an old man called Bert Baxter. He is 89, so I don't suppose I'll have him for long. I'm going round to see him tomorrow. I hope he hasn't got a dog. I'm fed up with dogs. They're either at the vets or standing in front of the television. Wednesday, January the 21st. Mr. and Mrs. Lucas are getting a divorce. They are the first down our road. My mother went next door to comfort Mr. Lucas. He must have been very upset because she was still there when my father came home from work. Mrs. Lucas has gone somewhere in a taxi. I think she has left forever because she has taken her socket set with her. Poor Mr. Lucas. Now he will have to do his own washing and stuff. My father cooked the tea tonight. We had boil-in-the-bag curry and rice. It was the only thing left in the freezer apart from a bag of green stuff which has lost its label. My father made a joke about sending it to the public health inspector. My mother didn't laugh. Perhaps she was thinking about poor Mr. Lucas left on his own. I went to see old Mr. Baxter after tea. My father dropped me off on his way to play badminton. Mr. Baxter's house is hard to see from the road. It has got a massive overgrown privet hedge all round it. When I knocked on the door, a dog started barking and growling and jumping up at the letterbox. I heard the sound of bottles being knocked over and a man swearing before I ran off. I hope I got the wrong number. I saw Nigel on the way home. He told me Pandora's father is a milkman. I have gone off her a bit. Nobody was in when I got home, so I fed the dog, looked at my spots and went to bed. Thursday, January the 22nd. It is a dirty lie about Pandora's father being a milkman. He is an accountant at the dairy. Pandora says she will duff Nigel up if he goes round committing libel. I am in love with her again. Nigel has asked me to go to a disco at the youth club tomorrow night. It is being held to raise funds for a new packet of ping-pong balls. I don't know if I will go, because Nigel is a punk at weekends. His mother lets him be one, providing he wears a string vest under his bondage T-shirt. My mother has got an interview for a job. She is practicing her typing and not doing any cooking. So what will it be like if she gets the job? My father should put his foot down before we are a broken home. Friday, January the 23rd. That is the last time I go to a disco. Everybody there was a punk except me and Rick Lemon, the youth leader. Nigel was showing off all night. He ended up putting a safety pin through his ear. My father had to take him to the hospital in our car. Nigel's parents haven't got a car because his father's got a steel plate in his head and his mother is only 4 feet 11 inches tall. It's not surprising Nigel has turned out bad, really, with a maniac and a midget for parents. I still haven't heard from Malcolm Muggeridge. Perhaps he is in a bad mood. Intellectuals like him and me often have bad moods. Ordinary people don't understand us and say we are sulking, but we're not. Pandora has been to see Nigel in hospital. He has got a bit of blood poisoning from the safety pin. Pandora thinks Nigel is dead brave. I think he's dead stupid. I have had a headache all day because of my mother's rotten typing, but I'm not complaining. I must go to sleep now. I've got to go and see Bert Baxter tomorrow at his house. It was the right number. Worse luck.